B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour, Mike Missanelli show. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest free right now. Call Guided Door and Window today. The number 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So the guy called in about the Flyers ticket increase. That was for premium seating. So he was paying $127 and that went up to like $240 something. The rest of the tickets, marginal increases.
Yeah, all over the place. Some. Yeah.
Now, the Sixers increased their ticket prices substantially coming into this year.
Yeah.
And the one thing that you have to keep in mind, and this actually rubs me the wrong way, they're undergoing some renovations there at the Wells Fargo Center. And they did undergo some renovations.
Yeah, next year the big 4K board's going up next
right.
year.
So the fact that it looks like they're passing the cost onto the consumer for tickets rankles me a little.
I agree with that. That seems wrong.
See, that's corporate money. You want to renovate that building? That's corporate money. You use the corporate money. You make enough money. Corporate money still in the till. Use that money and don't hit the fans with the price increase. Now, I'm saying that knowing that the Phillies, now with the Bryce Harper thing, are probably going to do the same thing. To pay for Bryce Harper's contract.
Yeah.
But it's different for a player. It's worth it because they're helping you win. The renovations have nothing to do with you winning. It just makes it a nicer place.
Right. And the other thing that bothers me then, does the fan get? Like, the one thing that the Falcons did down there in Atlanta was they built that new stadium where they had the Mercedes-Benz Center.
Mm-hmm.
They made all the food affordable. Like, there's hardly anything in there that's more than, like, $5.
Uh-huh.
So now you can go in there, and because tickets went up and it's a nice building and blah, 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 they gave back to the people by saying, once you're in the building, you can get a $2 soda. You can get a $4, they have $2 hot dogs down there. You can get a burger. The food prices have dropped way, way down. Are they going to, at some point, give back to the fans in any way, shape, or form? Because concessions are through the roof in Philadelphia.
They're not giving back to the fans.
At every stadium, concessions are very expensive.
Yeah. There's only one concession that I actually go for when I'm down at the Phillies game.
It's the big pizza.
The Sixers, I'll go for the big pizza.
Yeah, it's the best deal.
$7 slice.
Best deal.
Or the $8 slice, whatever it is.
Most cost effective.
Yeah, it's the best deal.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm the sausage and onion and pepper guy, kiosk guy. To me, I think that's the best bargain in the whole ballpark. Even though it's, what, $8-something?
Yeah, it's a decent bargain. The bag of peanuts is still a good price.
Yeah, peanuts are still good.
The bag of peanuts are still for...
Yeah, that's not substantial. I'm talking about something hearty, you know?
But you can eat peanuts the whole game.
Food. Yeah. That's a snack. It's like a snack item. A
lot of peanuts.
Talking about, like, something to fill your belly.
Like dinner, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully they pick up on what Atlanta did and drop this price.
They're not going to. Chris in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Chris?
Tyrone, Natalie, man. I listen to you guys every day, first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I try to get through a couple times. You guys rock, man. I listen to you 2 o'clock, and on the way home from work, zibbity-bam, and then I put you on the TV. I mean,
you can put us on TV right now. We're on TV right now in the 5 o'clock hour. What's up, 5 o'clock audience?
No, but it was offset, though. I couldn't – your mouthing was – off of what I hear on the phone. I'm like, oh, it's not matching. But
there's a delay involved.
Yeah, that's okay, though. But
right.
You guys are great, and I want to give you big props. I'll try to make it quick because I know you guys are, end at 5 or whatever.
No, we end at 6. You got plenty of time. You can talk till 6.
Oh, you rock.
Yeah.
I can take my...
go ahead.
Look, I'm a big-time Flyer fan for years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, congratulations for Landon Harper, man. That dude's a beast, man. That dude's – I watched the highlight. I'm not a baseball fan, but I watched the highlights of him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he runs and he just kicks total butt. You know, I can't say whatever.
Yeah, he plays hard.
But he rocks. I'm like, man, you guys it's weird because the whole fan base is like, oh, I doesn't like you, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden he signs. He's like, we never said that. My wife never said that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, now the tables turn. It's like, hey, welcome. I was like, you know what? Even if they didn't want him, once he drops like 20, 30 bombs, you know, they would be like, we love you.
Oh, of course. You know? Listen, he's going to be a home run hitter here. So home run hitters are,
yeah,
are loved.
Dude, and what is he, 27, 26?
26.
Wow. And he's already an all-star for God knows how long. Anyway, the Flyers, what's up with Carter Hart, man?
He's a little injured right
what
now.
What was his injury?
A little banged up. Probably a groin area. It's lower body injury, as they say.
Do you think,
was it an ankle? Oh, okay. It's his ankle. He turned his ankle. He'll be all right.
Do you think we'll make the playoffs?
No. No, I don't. I unfortunately do not think they're going to make the playoffs. They're playing well. They got some momentum. They're still what? They're still 8 points out of that last spot?
No, five.
No, they're not. Are they five out?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. Let me check.
I think it's more than five.
Could be. No. They
no,
won
it's
yesterday.
Five?
I put her.
Well,
I gotta,
five is within striking distance.
I got to check the email I sent you. It was on there this morning. I don't remember.
Oh, I'll look at it. Hold on a second. You think they're five, huh?
Off the top, but I'm. Yeah, five out with 16 games left.
Five out.
Yeah, it's doable. It's possible.
Yeah. All right. Possible.
16 games to get 5 points.
Possible. 16 games with 5 points, hoping the other teams lose, though.
Well, some of those, you play those teams. Got to make sure you win those.
All right. Allen, West Philly, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you for the success of your program, getting the extra hour. That's very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Allen.
You're very enjoyable. I called you once before, about 4 weeks ago, to act positively on Ben Simmons. At the time, committed to him, and I think he's proven himself to be one of the better point guards to ever play professional basketball. I rank him better than Oscar Robertson.
Whoa. Come on, Allen. That's going a little too far. I mean, he still has to shoot a jump shot.
Yeah, but he could do something by taking a guy underneath.
Oh, I know. Listen, he's a great player, and he does things that no other player have done before him. But he still has to learn to shoot the ball and take shots. He's not complete yet as a player.
Just to say something, I think one of the situations, like they said he had 9 turnovers the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the game, 4 or 5 passes directed to players, there was nobody there because they can't keep up with him.
Yeah, well, so that's part of it, but also he's careless a lot. He has to learn a downscale, a speed. You know,
yeah.
get from fourth to third gear. Every now and then.
I agree with you there. A question to you.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about Brett Brown at the end of the game. When they saw the game was in the last minute and a half,
mm-hmm.
and Redick was still in the game, he couldn't stay with Curry. Shouldn't they have changed their defense?
Well, there are times when you try to substitute offensive, defensive. They might have gotten caught there where they couldn't get J.J. Redick out of the game when on the offensive possession. I don't know which one you're talking about, but you can't do it all the time. I mean, he's got to be on the floor because you got to. He's a threat to make a 3-pointer. So it's not like you can play around too much because you're defeating yourself. AJ in West Philly. AJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, AJ?
It's funny. My first name is Allen. So when you said that for the previous call, I thought you was coming to me.
I would not know your first name is Allen because you've always been AJ.
Don't be doing that now, Mike. I mean, that's just between me and you.
All right.
Everybody else who heard.
What's wrong with Allen? Number three was named Allen.
I'm from the hood, man. We got aliases, okay?
Wait, you think Allen Iverson wasn't from the hood?
His alias was AI, see?
All right.
Now, look, first, before I get to my Brett Brown point, mm-hmm. two players I saw over the weekend who I think will fit perfectly with the Sixers. One is Avery Bradley, that pit bull shooting guard who can stick point guards and he can score buckets. He's not as a good three-point shooter as JJ, but he would be perfect on his team to go with Ben. And also Eric Gordon from the Rockets. I would almost trade to get Eric Gordon. that guy looked like.
Why are you wasting time thinking about players you can't get now?
Well, in the offseason.
Oh, in the offseason. I'm not thinking offseason. I'm thinking right now, AJ. No offseason.
We can't do nothing. And see, this is why I'm getting disappointed with the fans. We're supposed to be the smartest fan base. People asking why didn't the coach take J.J. Redick out? Because he's a starter. He might hit three threes in a row in 10 seconds, okay? He got that type of ability.
Exactly.
I want him on the floor. They talk about why Ben Simmons is guarding Durant one-on-one because he's supposed to. But the dumbest thing of all is trying to talk about firing our coach. Our coach breeding the culture. They everybody got an organization, a system. He made players like T.J. McConnell and Robert Covington turn to respectable NBA players who was not drafted, by the way. And these fans, these are the same fans who wanted to fire Hinkie and get Colangelo, which obviously they didn't know what the hell they was doing. These fans, right, got to get lay off Coach Brown, give him the pat on the back. That I want you to do this, Mike. Every single team that had 10 wins, remember I called you, Mike, and said we was going to get 60 wins, Mike?
Yep.
We were on pace. I was 7 off, Mike. And I did a year before prediction, okay? Mm-hmm. He's doing a hell of a job. I don't know if the Phoenix Suns and the Knicks are tanking, but they got 15 wins. Let's see in three seasons, can they get the 53 or 60 wins? They can't.
Listen, AJ, you know, I'm not worried about offseason. I'm not worried about getting Eric Gordon or Avery Bradley. What I'm worried about is right now that he can put this thing together. Now, here's what I've been a little disappointed about. The acquisitions that they've had to add to the bench have not exactly impressed me in many ways. Ennis hasn't impressed me. Simmons hasn't impressed me. I thought those guys would have more of an impact. And he only used, what, 8 players against Golden State?
Yeah, which I like to see, but yeah.
I would like to see a little more contributions from those guys that were supposed to give the roster meat. So far, they haven't given them meat.
Mike Scott is better than anybody had off the bench.
Scott
all year,
is on and off, though. Like, you're never going to see another game that he, like, there's no way he's making that many threes in a game, dude. That he just happened to have a lucky star.
But he could, no, I don't think it was lucky, though. When he's open, he'll make shots. And with this team, he'll get a lot of open shots.
He's all right. He's better. He's contributed more than Simmons and Ennis have, that's for sure.
No, he's a good player. He's a good bench player. Mm-hmm. He will help them. They're asking me to do stuff that's
okay.
Unfair, too,
I'm okay
because Embiid is out. He's having to guard centers.
All right.
That's unfair to ask him to do
that. I'm okay with him. Right. See, now they got your guy rounded into form.
Bold is – I tell you what.
JB.
When he's not fouling, he's actually helping him because he's now making his open threes now, too.
Mm-hmm. How many fouls he have the other night?
He had 5. He's going to get his fouls. But when Embiid's back, it doesn't matter. It's when Embiid's out. He just fouls nonstop. And then he's always saying, oh, why he fouls a lot.
As soon as Matt Court checks him into the game, personal foul, Jonah Bolt.
He's now the bouncer at Club Tyrone because he's going to get physical with people. So he's the bouncer,
I love it.
Jonah Bolin enters the game for Boban Jurjanovic. Personal foul, Jonah Bolin.
Immediately. They have 5 in like 19 minutes.
All right, so I'm looking at the end of this game, right? So T.J. McConnell comes in for Bolden. And J.J. was on the bench at the time. So he's got J.J. Bolden comes in for Redick. T.J. comes in for Bolden. 10 seconds left. This is right before the Kevin Durant makes the free throw. And then they brings J.J. back in the game for T.J. McConnell in those last 10 seconds. That happened at 10.3 seconds when Ben Simmons missed the free throw purpose.
Yeah, they put Bolden back in for the rebound.
Right.
They wanted to go bigger for the possible rebound if he didn't touch the rim.
Two questions here. Number one is, why would he instruct him to miss on purpose in the first place when he's a 52% shooter and you know he's going to miss it anyway?
No, he was 5 for 5.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was 5 for 5 in the game up until that point. That was
up
why.
Up until that point?
Yeah, he was 5 for 5.
Okay.
That was the only one he missed was the one he missed on purpose. But he's not adept enough yet to miss on purpose.
There are two things that can happen there. He makes the free throw to draw him within 1, in which case you can immediately foul and still be at maximum down 3, or you can get an offensive rebound on his miss.
Right.
But to me, you don't have to ask him to do it on purpose.
No,
I don't know what. That's a coaching flaw.
That was the one mistake he made. I just think that overall, it was the poor shooting from JJ and
no, you're
Butler,
right. They missed shots down the stretch. But yeah. he Brett explained that like it was great strategy. I have a timeout. I'm like, come on, dude. As soon as the ball's in, you foul.
He says if he doesn't have a timeout against a good foul-shooting team, he's going to do it 100 times in
a row.
Well,
that's 100 times.
That's what he said.
100 times it's wrong. Phil in Philadelphia, you're on West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Phil?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Phil?
All right. I wanted to talk to Brett Brown and a few other things. I'm a die-hard Philadelphia sports fan. Okay? And a lot of the opinions that I'm hearing is kind of puzzling me. You know, when they talk about Brett Brown and firing him and him making a bad decision, you got to understand, with all the acquisitions that was going on throughout the season, you know, with the last acquisitions of Tobias Harris and Jonathan Simmons and Mike Scott.
With those
additions, it takes time. It takes time for development, okay? He doesn't know what he has in certain situations. In Ackerman's, in key Ackerman's of the game, is key situations where you have certain plays that you have to work on to go through. You don't get those plays normally in practice. So this is a meaningless regular season game. And for him to make the decision for Ben Simmons to miss that foul shot, I mean, I think that was a terrific decision for him to do that. Because for one, he saved Ben Simmons from the embarrassment of missing the shot.
Well, that's not the main motivation, save him from embarrassment. No, the way I win the game.
You're right. But 9 times out of 10, Ben is going to miss the shot.
Okay, wait. If he misses the shot, you still have a chance to get an offensive rebound. Like I don't know.
I agree with that. But you make it see. Now we're talking with young players. And we're talking about their minds, you know, and what they're going through. He hasn't been through a situation like this before. So for Brett Brown, and their egos are very, very, very fragile at this point. They're not the same players like they were 15, 20 years ago. So for him and his development, he had to do something to take him out of that spotlight.
No, man, that's a bad call. He was 5 for 5 at the foul line before he stepped up there. He makes the shot, they're down one. He misses the shot, you got a chance for an offensive rebound. If you try to miss it on purpose, something like that happens.
Now tell me this, Mike. Now tell me when Ben Simmons have ever hit a key foul shot down in
the
end.
Well, he was 5 for 5 before that moment.
He's not clutch yet. He's not ready for
that. He made the first one and to make him 5 for 5.
Okay.
It was the second free throw. Why would you not have him just try to make the second free throw? Come on, Phil. Let's go to Mark in Cherry Hill. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Mark?
Well, I am one of those Flyer season ticket holders.
Uh-oh, premium seat. Went up double?
Well, no, I didn't go up double because I sit upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Center ice, row one.
Oh, it's not a bad seat.
I went from 76 to 99.
That's not bad.
Yes, $23
well,
for that product.
Well, the product's improving. That's why they did it. They got a star goalie now.
Well, I'm a Sixer season ticket holder as well.
Uh-huh.
So I get, and they know it because they share a box office.
Yeah?
And my Sixers ticket is downstairs, right below the back seats. I'm row 2, center court.
Oh, you're paying big cash for that.
Yeah, that ticket went from $175 to 225.
Uh-huh.
But look at the product.
All right.
And plus, I couldn't go to the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I sold my Sixers ticket for $1,200.
Wow.
On Sunday.
Oh, my. You made a
Flyers
killing.
My ticket, I could run down Broad Street naked and can't give it away.
Well, but see, here's the thing. If you're a marketing department, you sit around and you go, okay, we finally got a marketable star. If we're going to raise tickets, we might as well do it now because everybody's all out to Twitter about Carter Hart.
Well, they didn't even say that. When I asked them, what's the justification for raising the ticket? They said, well, you know, we made these great improvements to the arena.
Renovations, yeah. Somebody else texted me with that they told him that as well.
They did. They're
That's a violation, by the way.
Plus,
that's
the
worst thing you could tell a consumer.
Plus, they told me, we have more cap space and draft choices than anybody in the league.
Yeah, well, they're going to try to sweeten it for you. But if I'm a consumer and I hear, well, they raised my price because we made all kinds of renovations. And I go, what, excuse me? I got to pay for your renovations? Uh-uh. Like, how do you tell somebody that and think that they're going to go, oh, okay. Well, as long as you made renovations.
The fans didn't ask for renovations.
Exactly. They don't care about the renovations, do they? It's going to make it look like a nicer place. It might be more comfortable when you go in there. You may have more food choices. They don't care about that. To raise their ticket prices, they don't want to have to pay for your renovations.
That's insane.
It really is. And the fact that they're giving them, that's the reason they're given to the people for raising the tickets.
Yeah, that's bad PR.
It's like, but Flyer fans will go, oh, okay, I get it. Oh, sure. Can I get more? 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And, of course, with that comes ticket price increases. We knew it. But you know what? If you got a better team, you bite the bullet. A lot of people, when you raise ticket prices, blanch at first, then they go, the greater good is they're a winning team. I don't mind shelling out a couple extra bucks. Flyers better hurry up and get good. Time for our final numbers on our Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement, and they're in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Oh. My trumpets disappeared.
The trumpets.
No, that would have been cool on TV. That's okay.
Wait a minute. Go get them back. Somebody took down the trumpets.
Someone took them. There it
is. Hear ye, hear ye.
Beautiful.
Over 3,100 votes today. Did you buy a Bryce Harper jersey? 14% say yes. 35% say no. 51% said not yet.
Now, I got to be honest with you. Number three is a feeble number.
What?
It's too feeble a number for a man of his stature.
Allen Iverson wore number three.
Yeah, he did. But a baseball player larger than life can't wear three. That's like a first base coach number.
So what number would you have him pick?
I don't know.
Like, let's say seven was out. Let's just say it was, even though he probably could have gotten it. What would you have picked?
He's a double-digit guy for me. I don't see him as a single-digit guy if it's not seven.
Is there a 43? Do you reverse it? Who's 43?
43 would have been all right for me.
You would have went 43.
Yeah.
I like three because of the AI.
It's solid. It's a solid number.
Three is the most relevant number of the top ten.
Why?
It's just, you play cards, you get a three.
There's three of us.
Throw it away.
Deuce can be wild.
Deuces can be wild. Three is nothing.
Yeah. Four.
I like three.
Now.
You like his
wife.
You like three. Why? What is there to like about three?
I mean, it's a fine number.
It didn't bother me because of the AI.
That's the first thing I thought. Three is that's a little too beneath him. The three.
No, I feel
it's like Billy DeMars, like, an old third base coach, like way back in the day.
I like the simplicity of three.
what great player wore three
in baseball?
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't
know. Well, the Yankees.
What did Babe Ruth wear?
Did he wear three?
It had to be.
I'll
look
it up.
I don't know any numbers.
Great players who wore three.
Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth did wear three.
Did he really?
Yeah. So
there you go.
In that case.
Although I put an asterisk on his records anyway. That's a conversation for another day.
We
know why.
There's no minority players when he plays.
Yeah, right. It's an asterisk.
Yeah.
We don't know.
All right. Alex Rodriguez wore three? Oh, no. He wore three with the Mariners and Rangers.
So winning time, he wasn't wearing three. Because retired because of Babe.
Basketball, more.
Well, D. Wade and AI, both number three.
Dougie McBuckets wore three.
Well, come on. I named the good ones.
Someone tweeted me today and said the great Dan McGillis.
Oh, Jimmy Fox. This is all courtesy of Booney.
Jimmy Fox.
Harmon Killebrew. Now, three is a strong number.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they got Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, A-Rod, and Harmon Killebrew. What more do you...
Wear three. He's not known for wearing three.
He was known. He wore three. He won all the MVPs with the Rangers.
He wore three originally for lesser teams than the Yankees.
Yeah, but the Yankees were a sliver of his career.
It's a better befitting number for him than three. It's just,
so in numerology, actually, number three means optimism. So how about that?
Now, his wife didn't like it, though. He made a point of mentioning it.
Because he likes even numbers.
Likes even numbers. But then she said that wasn't really true. She doesn't care. So he might have thrown her under the bus.
Isn't three a prime number?
Yes, three is a prime
number. Yeah, three's a prime number.
Seven is a prime number.
Seven's a prime number. Prime numbers are good.
I like a prime number.
I like a prime steak.
Same.
Ted in Fishtown. Ted, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ted.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, they say that three is the magic number.
It is?
Blind Melon wrote a song about it.
All right. Well, listen, that's good. Babe Ruth won it worth three. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Nick Pivetta wears 43. Like, if you couldn't get Nick Pivetta to change for Bryce Harper, there's something wrong.
I'm okay with it.
All right.
Not a problem. But a fun little fact, I've been hearing about your landscaping situation,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that all my family's homes are down on that island.
Oh, is that right?
So, yeah, so we'll have to grab a beer at the inn.
All right, sounds good. The Dovetail you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I'll be in there a lot.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
But I wanted to comment on the Sixers mm-hmm. game. I don't know why everybody was up in arms, because I thought it was a great game, and also we beat them earlier in the year. Out west, so I thought it was kind of like payback a little mm-hmm. bit, but it was a great game. I don't know why everybody's up there.
It was a great game, and they lost to the best team. They lost without Embiid. I know the other team didn't have Klay Thompson. They probably should have won the game, but you know, it's a split with Golden State. Now, can you expect to sweep them when you play? You know, so I don't get carried away with that game as much as I'm going to get carried away with them losing to teams that they really have to beat to get that third seed.
Agreed. And one other thing is Mike Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think there's a chance that Harper will pass him? And if he does, will he be considered the all-time home run leader for the Phillies? Because right now, at their age, he has Schmidt by...
Yeah, he's definitely going to get... Yeah, he's going to get to 500, no question.
Yeah, that won't upset you? No.
Records are made to be broken.
That's true. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll take Harper hitting 550 home runs in the Philly and getting to that total, and he's in a Philly uniform. All right, a lot of people are ripping me because Babe Ruth wore three. All right, he wore three. It's good. He wore it a long time ago, though. There hasn't been significant threes in the game.
A-Rod won multiple MVPs wearing three, though, Mike. You can't just dismiss it.
A-Rod,
he won multiple MVPs wearing three. More than one. Like, he won like two MVPs as three. That's a big deal. It is.
All right.
MVP.
Okay. All right, fine.
You just don't like it.
Don't like it. No, I'm saying, if you don't, I'm not trying to make you like it.
Three is
you
don't have to like it. Nothing number to me. It's like three.
But some people have overpowered the three. Like paper.
All right. Let's go. I wore 13, actually.
Why do you not like three? If you like 13.
Wait a minute.
That's you like.
13 was double digits.
That's you spitting in the wind with that. You're not supposed to wear 13.
I did spit in the wind.
That's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to wear 13. That's unlucky.
Supposed to be an unlucky number.
Yeah.
It's just to reverse the trend.
So you don't mind 3 and 13, but you don't like 3 alone? 13
is double digit.
All right.
All right. Let's go Joe and Schuylkill. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Not too much. You know, I love the show, and one of my biggest fights with my fiance is she's always trying to turn you guys off, but... You know, I usually, sometimes I just got to lose that battle.
Now, why would your fiance want to turn us off when we're talking about pertinent topics, including life and relationship situations?
Well, you know, because this is all she hears is sports and sports and more sports. And then when we get in the car, she doesn't want to hear sports.
All right.
But
she could have chimed in on the number three conversation that we just had.
Well, I like
very important.
Reasoning for it is a family number,
mm-hmm.
dad, boy, brother.
Yeah, I got it. He explained it very well, so I'm okay with it.
I'm happy we have him. You know, I was listening. I called him because I was listening to a few callers ago about guy had said, you know, Simmons was already better than Robinson. And then you said, you know, he's got to get a jump shot first, but he's still great. And it just brought me to when I'm watching on TNT and things like that, and they're saying that he's not going to be great until he gets a jump shot. And I just don't think that's true. I mean,
It's definitely true. It's definitely true. I mean, come on. You got to be able to shoot the ball sometime before your career's over. You got to be able to make jump shots, or you're not going to really be totally great. I mean, Oscar Robinson, that was way out of line. You're talking about one of the great players in the history of the game. You know, average double-doubles, right? Come on, he's not at that level yet. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. This is the first time sound off on live TV. After this, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
Oh, yes, it is time for Sound Off, debuting on live television for the first time. NBC Sports Philadelphia did. Of course, if you want to climb in the sound off, here's the number, 610-771-9705. Write that number down. You got something to say, you hit us up. After that Bryce Harper press conference, I'm sure you ran right to the phone to give us your input on that. And, of course, to the Sixers game as well. Let's see what we have on sound off today.
To the man who called in earlier and said that he would be a better coach than Brett Brown. Look, man, I understand you were watching the playoffs last year. While C.J. McConnell was on the court, while Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier went 0-for-6 in like 8 minutes stretch. But if you think that this team would be in position to win because of some temporary defensive success that they had while C.J. McConnell was on the floor, then you should not be coaching any team.
Oh, poor T.J. Come on. This is not a T.J. bash session. T.J. has his role, just maybe not in the playoffs for an extended part of the game.
I'm telling you, it's Brett Brown. How many times do you have to see this team blow double-digit leads in the game and then come back and end up losing? Why are you fouling with 35 seconds when you're down 3? Why is Ben Simmons trying to miss a free throw on purpose when you're down 2 with 10 seconds left? I don't understand. When you're a well-coached team, Mike, you don't make these mistakes and you don't have the same problem.
All right, the Scott thing, he took it for himself. He did it on his own for reasons that are unclear to me. The Ben Simmons missed free throw, I agree with you. It didn't make any sense. But this is the NBA. You lose leads in the NBA because the other team's talented enough to make runs. It happens in every NBA game. It happens at certain times of the game. You're not going to have a team down by double digits like the Golden State Warriors and expect to carry that for the rest of the game leading by double digits. It just doesn't happen in the NBA.
What's annoying is we should be going to the NBA Finals this year based on the talent we have on this team, but it's not going to happen because we don't have a coach. Brett Brown just can't coach basketball, He will get schooled in the playoffs once again. We better pray we don't face Boston.
Well, they're not going to face Boston. There's no chance they're going to face Boston. All right, they're going to finish with the third seed. Relax. It means they play the Nets. It means Boston has beat Milwaukee. They won't play Boston unless it's Eastern Conference Finals. Chances are Boston's not going to beat Milwaukee. They got to beat Toronto in the second round. Play Milwaukee for Eastern Conference champion. Milwaukee will have home court advantage. If it goes to 7 games and the Bucks win by 2, Brett Brown's coming back. If they lose in 5, I might have to have the hook.
Oh, won't see him no more.
The more I watch the Sixers team, the more I keep seeing the lack of chemistry. And ever since that they made the moves that they made, and you know, I've said it before, it reminds me of 2001, you know, when they got rid of Theo Ratliff and Tony Kukoc. That team never got the chemistry back.
Well, they went to the finals. I mean, it wasn't like they fell flat on their face. They went to the finals. Now, I hear you about the Theo Ratliff, Tony Kukoc. They depleted their depth when they got Mutombo, and it didn't quite work out. But you guys got to relax here. They're just coming off a win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're trying to blend new people in here. They lost to the Golden State Warriors. It wasn't like they lost to the Sacramento or something here.
It's 11 o'clock on Saturday night. I have a sleeping baby next door, and I'm trying real hard to keep it down. But my God, Brett Brown is driving me absolutely bonkers. How many games does this guy have to cost us to wake up?
Well, all right. Listen, I've given up trying to defend him. I look at the game and I go, okay, he made a bad mistake by having Ben Simmons miss that free throw on purpose. But the rest of the game was dictated by guys making shots or not. Golden State guys made shots. Great players made shots. The Sixers did not make shots coming down the stretch. They missed two important three-point shots and a couple of floaters, Ben Simmons and J.J. Redick.
All this talk about Ben Simmons' refusal to shoot three-pointers. I have a suggestion, Mike Tyrone, because I was watching this video on Facebook, and it was this guy. And he took off from the three-point line to do a layup. And it went in. And it was a layup. And it was a three-pointer at the same time.
Wait.
I seen this video. So
wait,
on
the guy
video,
took off from the three-point line?
Yeah, so he's dribbling up. He jumps. Now, note, there's no one on the court with him, but he jumps really far into the paint to where it's like floater range and then releases the ball. And because he took off behind the three-point line, it does count as a three, and it is kind of a layup at the same time. But with defense, you can't do it, so it doesn't make sense.
Well, who did this?
Some guy on a video went viral.
A YouTube video?
Yeah, it went viral. He takes off from the three-point line. He's a really athletic guy. He flies through the air for a long time, and then towards the last second, he puts it up, like throws it up like a little floater, and it goes in. Technically, it's a three-pointer, but, I mean, it's not realistic. But it's cool to look on the internet.
Yeah, there happen to be a couple 6'9 guys on the way to the basket that you're not going to be able to get over, right? All right.
Andy Reid has to be on the Sixers' payroll as an advisor. Again, another pivotal game. The ball club is left without no timeouts at the end.
Well, all right. The timeout. All right. I know a timeout. You get timeout. You get to inbound the ball at the half court. I know it's important. And that's probably a coaching mistake. But still, I don't understand why that game was so hard to close out when. All right, Ben Simmons misses the free throw, and then you foul right away. And I don't know. Do you need a timeout? I know he made a lot of emphasis on that timeout. I don't know if that you even need a timeout in that position. Guys don't shoot the ball until there's like 4 seconds left anyway. You had this several seconds to get the ball up the floor if you inbound it under your own basket, right? All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good rinse. See you later.
All right, first hour of the TV. Thanks for watching, everybody. We're out. Have a great night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.